USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A strong report on the economy released this morning by the Bureau of Labor Statistics. Here's USA Radio's John Clemens with more on the August jobs report.
Not only did the economy add 201,000 new jobs in August, but according to Eleni Karageorge of the Bureau of Labor Statistics, the average pay rate for workers also increased.
Total non-farm payroll employment increased by 201,000 in August, and the unemployment rate was unchanged at 3.9%. Over the year, average hourly earnings increased 2.9%, the highest since June 2009.
I'm John Clemens.
The final day of Brett Kavanaugh's confirmation hearing is underway. Today's session in the Senate Judiciary Committee features witnesses testifying for and against President Trump's Supreme Court nominee. And this is USA Radio News.
This flu season, one Walgreens flu shot can make a world of difference. So you can protect yourself and also your close-talking coworkers, high-fiving neighbors, two-month-old niece. That's why Walgreens has specially trained pharmacists that have provided over 60 million flu shots since 2010. Stop by for your flu shot today with a $0 copay with most insurance. Because protecting the world starts with protecting yours. Walgreens. Trusted since 1901. Vaccine subject to availability. State, age, and health-related restrictions may apply.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. If you're an entrepreneur or a small business owner or perhaps want to be one for the first time, listen up. Seeking non-doctor entrepreneurs to operate a niche medical clinic for erectile dysfunction with no needles, no medication, and no surgery. It's an all-cash business, no insurance. The income potential is enormous. You do need startup capital. You have to be serious. You'll have to invest a few dollars. Contact them today to find out if you qualify. To see if your area is available, call 800-235-1462. That's 800-235-1462.
Senate Democrat Cory Booker, who sits on the judiciary panel, saying he knowingly violated Senate rules yesterday in releasing confidential documents involving the Supreme Court nominee, Brett Kavanaugh. Booker saying during day three of the hearing,
I'm going to release the email about racial profiling, and I understand that the penalty comes with potential ousting from the Senate.
But Republican Senator John Cornyn of Texas later said that all of the drama was for nothing because the documents regarding racial profiling were actually already cleared for release. Cornyn saying that Booker was just trying to make a name for himself because he's running for president. Tropical storm Florence is still inching closer to the United States. It had been a hurricane, but Florence lost a lot of strength yesterday and was downgraded. Forecasters now believe it will regain strength over the next few days and could threaten the eastern U.S. as a hurricane next week. This is USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
More now on President Trump's campaign-style rally last night.
The people of Montana love our country so much. They honor our values, and you always respect our great American flag. You see what's happened.
President Trump holds a MAGA Make America Great Again rally in Billings, Montana, campaigning for the Republican candidate there. The president talking about the economy, saying unemployment at an all-time low.
We have the best market is at record highs. Unemployment is at historic lows. And more Americans are working today than ever, ever, ever before.
During his remarks, the president also mentioning Brett Kavanaugh, his Supreme Court nominee.
And he's doing really well. But do you believe the anger and the meanness on the other side?
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.
And the CDC now warning middle-aged Americans to take care of their hearts as a new federal report finds heart attacks as well as stroke, heart failure, and other cardiovascular conditions led to over 2 million hospital visits last year and over 400,000 fatalities. The report says a large number of those patients are middle-aged adults between 35 and 64. And at a press briefing, they said middle age can be a ticking time bomb when it comes to heart disease. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.